Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Dan Scotland. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapod. You can also find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, Overcast, Radio Public, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing and you find yourself coming around often, please become a Patreon supporter of this podcast and support us. By supporting us, this house helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/iamcannabissativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. Hey y'all, happy day before Thanksgiving. Hope you guys are having a very good one. If you're listening to this right now, I'm chilling with my family and friends and enjoying Thanksgiving and, you know, soaking it up with people I love and stuff. And I hope you guys are doing the same thing, or you're en route to being able to visit family, or you're on your travels. And I hope you guys make your travels safely and make it to your family, friends, cousins, whatever, safely. So I wanted to do this a little bit differently. If you were around with us last year, we did a Thanksgiving episode where we shared tips on, you know, how to take a little bit of a break from political discussions and whatnot and squeak out a session discreetly. So we covered ground on that last year, and we talked about the first year of legal sales. I sort of gave the lay of the land of the two dispensaries that opened, I want to say. I think, to my knowledge, because I haven't listened to that episode in like a long time, but to my knowledge, I remember going way more in depth about the location that had opened in Northampton, which is in Western Massachusetts. As you know, I went to the University of Massachusetts, which is in Western Mass, so I have a lot of knowledge on Western Massachusetts. So I let that rip during that episode, I remember too. So I want to do it differently this time around. I'm not going to do here are nifty ways to get a smoke break. I'm going to talk about what I'm thankful for this year with regards to cannabis and regards to the people that have come in my life with regards to cannabis, you know, the people that didn't stick around, but I learned a lot from, the bridges I've built, the fan support I've gotten, the amount of shares I've gotten, the amount of, you know, followers I've gotten in such a short period of time, and the amount of tweets that, amount of reach that my meager 540 some followers on Twitter, I have this app or whatever that monitors my reaches, and for someone who just got an account last year, who just made the IC Sativa Pod account last year, I do feel that we sort of outperformed, and, you know, we've gotten just so much support, so much downloads, so much growth in such a short period of time. And I'm very, very thankful for all fans past and present, and to the 27 almost 28,000 downloads we've gotten. We're at 27.6 now. It's crazy. I didn't anticipate that at all. And so I'm really, really thankful for that. You know, shout out to the Young Jerks who have been very helpful and supportive. And, you know, shout out to Mike Crawford for always retweeting my episodes or, you know, checking out my episodes and spreading my episodes to his audience, which he doesn't have to do. And I'm really thankful he does. And I'm really thankful that, you know, he opened the door for me to attend his 5th year anniversary gala for his podcast. So he celebrated the 5 year milestone last year. And me not even doing a year, you know, I was still, he issued this, he invited me, I want to say March of this year to the gala. And I, you know, I was just going on a few months, you know, I was still about five months or so away from my year anniversary. So, I was a 7-month young podcast, and I really appreciate him taking the time to sort of, you know, extend that hand to me. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate the generous home growers. I don't want to blow up her or his spot, but I appreciate the generous home growers I've encountered along the way too. You know, as I've said on this podcast, Massachusetts medical marijuana is very expensive. We have some of the highest prices for MMJ in the country. We're not as bad as like New Hampshire or New Jersey, where they're paying $400, $500 per ounce or whatever. Or, you know, we're not, or Ohio, where they're doing the same. And in Ohio, worse off, they don't even have the ability to smoke their medicine if their doctor says that they're allowed to do so. So, you know, I'm thankful we don't have a system like that in Massachusetts with medical. We can home grow. We have a corporate cannabis medical marijuana system, but we do have home grow rights. We do have the ability to go to more than one dispensary, because as we've talked about over the duration of this podcast, many states don't have that. New Hampshire doesn't got that. You could only designate one dispensary. Vermont, to my knowledge, you could only designate one. Jersey is the same. What other states are like that? Yeah, those are the ones I can think of that have that ridiculous rule. But, oh, and Delaware as well, too. They have that rule, too. But, you know, thankfully we don't have that. I can shop around between the various $300 ounce stores as far as my cars, as far as transit will take me. You know, I have that privilege of shopping around. And this brings me to my next point. I'm thankful that we have it legal in this state to begin with, because, you know, although our situation in this state isn't perfect, one thing that we got to keep in mind in these legal states, all of us in 11 legal states plus DC, we have it good, you know. All of these regulation and legalization schemes haven't been perfect. You know, Colorado and Oregon have done a very excellent job. They stand out in terms of how their sort of rollout has rolled out and how the prices are very, very good. And, you know, craft cannabis has a fighting chance in places like Oregon or Colorado, though that may change. And I'm hearing in Colorado it's changing. But if the people of Colorado leverage the fact that they have an unabashedly pro-cannabis governor, and the Dems control everything, I mean, they could hopefully starve off the excesses of a big cannabis takeover, or so one would hope. But yeah, very thankful that I'm in a legal state and I'm not Because something you don't know about me, I'm the only sibling that was, I'm the only sibling in my family that was born in Massachusetts. My parents and my siblings have lived in Louisiana and in Illinois. You know, if they had chosen the former state, I may be in a jail cell now. if they had chosen the latter state, I don't think too much would be different. but yeah, things would be a lot different if my parents didn't decide upon Massachusetts in the middle to late 80s. Another victory that we as activists scored that we can add to our tally is that delivery businesses will now have a shot in Massachusetts, and small businesses will have a chance. And that's because our fierce and badass Cannabis Control Board Commissioner, who's been the lone voice of reason in the Cannabis Control Board. Again, she's outvoted by the other four, but to the extent that she has used whatever power she has, she's done everything she could, and no one could say she could have done any more. She's done everything possible for Massachusetts, for Massachusetts consumers. Everything possible. She stood up against the state extortion schemes that were being tried, that the board overruled her on. She stood up for trying to think. Yeah, she I'm pretty sure she was a huge factor in getting the ball rolling in getting the reciprocity handled with between Maine and Massachusetts. So through her leadership, we got it so delivery businesses will have a shot, and only social equity and those affected by the war on drugs will have exclusivity for 2 years, I believe. Yeah, 2 years on delivery businesses, and they won't have to priorly have a dispensary opened like the original regulations had set forth. So I think she was a huge part of that fight, and it's going to be great when we have delivery businesses, and I can patron, or I can purchase from people of color, not just rich, wealthy, privileged white folks. Can't wait till those delivery businesses get up and running. And I'll definitely give them my business, even though I'm a medical patient, because I wanna see people of color succeed in this world. I really do. I wanna see all people succeed, but those harmed most by the war on drugs deserve priority and deserve first crack at these licenses and first crack at this new industry. The $50 DPH registry fee was removed. So if you want to renew your card or get a card in Massachusetts, you still have to go to your doctor and then register with the Massachusetts DPH gateway or whatever, the Cannabis Control Gateway to the registry, and then you got to fill out your paperwork. Once your doctor certifies your condition, you have to fill it out online. You fill it out online, and then they send you your card. That's technically how it works here in this state. So now you just pay your doctor whatever that fee is if you're a first time patient, and then you register with the DPH, and then if you're already a patient now, you're not going to have to pay that $50 DPH fee. The only fee that you would be paying is the one to your doctor, if that makes sense now. I haven't done the renewal process. If I choose to renew my card this year, I'll let you know how it all goes with the $50 fee being renewed and how it is. But I think what will happen is you just go through the motions and click, oh, I'm renewing. And then you call your doctor, you pay your doctor, and then you should be renewed in theory now. But again, I haven't personally done it yet. I'm up for I have to renew in January, so I mean I'll know then. But another thing that I wanted to sort of to sort of bring up and talk about. So I'm really thankful for my main caregiver as well too. As you said, I've been singing her praises every time I can. I don't want to blow up her spot, so I'm not gonna tell you who my caregiver is, and really I don't want to blow up my spot nor hers. But she gets me a product I can afford at a price I can afford, and you know, I can tell she makes her products with tender love and care. You know, it was just, you know, the people come and go into your life for a reason. And, you know, it's funny that I'd find one of the best, you know, growers and one of the best caregivers I've had since buying cannabis in the past 10 years. She's the best one I've had in 10 years. Best one. Without a doubt, you know, no hesitation, you know. And I've had several dealers in the past 10 years, but she's the best one I've had, without a doubt. But the last two things I want to touch upon, and I've already sort of touched upon, but I really thank all of you guys, past and present, whether you're a regular listener, whether you're an occasional listener, whether, you know, you listened and didn't like it and, you know, wasn't your cup of tea, or whether you gave me a 1-star review, any attention is good attention, and any press is good press. And I'm really thankful for the past and present support I've gotten. And to those who we parted ways, I still wish you the best, and I still want what's good for you, and I still wish you well in your cannabis healing journey and your cannabis activism journey too. But yeah, I'm thankful for the past and present support. And one of the things that like really makes my heart happy is when I look through the statistics and I look through the where our support is coming from. And it's coming from all over the United States, 47 states plus DC and Puerto Rico, 47 states. I'm thankful for all of you guys in all 47 states that have taken the time to listen to my podcast. And, you know, and most of these states I've been to maybe a 10 states or so, or 10, 15. But I haven't been to all the United States, and it makes my heart so happy when I see people from Mississippi, from South Dakota, from Idaho, from you know, Kentucky, from Indiana, from all these states I've never been to before in my life. It's just amazing. It makes me so happy. It makes me want to continue doing this when I have people from all over the country and the world supporting me. And shout out to you guys, Australia. We see you. We see you. We love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate all our international listeners. But, you know, really a huge thanks to Australia, because but obviously I cover mostly U.S. news, But Australia is my second most popular country, believe it or not. And then it's Canada. And I think New Zealand, Botswana, Colombia, and then like Thailand, I believe. But oh yeah, I forgot the UK too. The UK is always top five as well too, in terms of where I get listens. But to all the other countries I haven't even named, there's just so many. Like the list keeps expanding every week. I get more people from all over the world listening, and it's really makes my heart happy. It really, really, it's wicked humbling, you know. Again, I'm really thankful for all of you guys this Thanksgiving. I hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving, And if you're outside the United States, I hope you have a good Thursday. And I don't want to keep this too long. I hope you guys got a lot out of this, and happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Peace. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are a few ways that you can do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for housing and equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can also support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. If you are feeling extra generous, we have $5 and above tiers. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave me a voice message on Anchor. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at the phone number 617-466-9389. That is 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. If you are in need of some good CBD products, you can also check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp products. You can check them out by checking out this link, www.bit.ly/33FKRV9. And you can try the following coupon codes: DOGTREAT20, Tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, and 15% sign off CBD. And you can use those codes to get a discount on various CBD products on their website. And if you're looking to get inexpensive CBD flower delivered to your door quickly and cheaply in New England, check out bostonhempire.com, where you can get frequent sales on CBD flower and other products such as tinctures and edibles as well too. Boston Hempire will get you cheap CBD flower delivered to your door in New England and the rest of the United States for a very, very good price. And I highly recommend their products too. Feel free to enter the URL https://shop.bostonhempire.com/?REF=D Scotland. Peace out and ciao.